recording first.
Okay.
And
All right.
I'll do a little introduction and then we can roll into questions. So this is Katie Harth with Mission Network News. I've got my good friend Tom Doyle on the line from Uncharted Ministries. And Tom, you and your wife Joanne started this group a couple years ago. Could you start us off by explaining kind of what Uncharted Ministries is?
Something just went fritzy.
Oh no. Oh no. Did my question come through? Uh-oh. Tom, can you hear me? Good. Okay. Well, while I've got you, let's start with just the kind of the basic overview of Uncharted, kind of why you guys started this a couple years ago.
There's such an enormous cost that Muslim background believers pay for accepting Jesus. And unfortunately, what we've seen, Katie, over the years is there's probably about a 25% attrition rate where Muslims do come to faith in Christ, but then their whole life is intertwined with Islam. You know, the call to prayer they're hearing every day, the school calendar is around Islam, their family calendar, the country is an Islamic country, and there's just enormous pressure for them to come back to Islam. And so some accept Christ, but about a fourth of them kind of fall back into a combination of they do love Jesus, but now they're practicing Islam, syncretistic, we call it Chrislam, and that's just not a good thing. And so what we knew needed to happen was this. We're about evangelism, church plant, evangelism, discipleship, church planting. But when we started Uncharted, we felt there was a fourth thing we need to emphasize, and it was this: preparing the believers for persecution. Because if you're in the Middle East, if you come from a Muslim background, and even at times from a Jewish background, there will be blowback. And so we want to make sure that they're willing to count the cost before they come to faith in Christ. So all of our training, all of our follow-up, all of our teams, international leaders out there in the major countries like Jordan, Syria, West Bank, Egypt, are preparing Muslims to come to faith in Christ for persecution. And the way they do that, first of all, is to ask them two questions before they pray to receive Christ. And the first one is this: are you willing to be persecuted for Jesus? Because this is probably going to cost you something. And it'll probably be from your family that will launch the persecution against you. And if they say yes, then the second question is, are you willing to die for Jesus? Because that's a possibility too. We have to let people know the reality of the situation they're entering. This is not just, hey, come to church next week and you get to go to the new members class and, you know, all of that. This is serious. And so what we see is the new believers go deep, fast, and so that's what we do. So we have a heart for the persecuted. And what we say at Uncharted is we reach the unreached, we stand with the persecuted. So that's kind of in a nutshell what we're doing.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. And what you're describing just brings to mind Hussein. Sorry if I'm butchering his name, but I saw a little bit of his story on the 838 page. Can you tell me and our listeners more about Hussein?
Yes. Well, you know, Hussein is the son of the most influential sheikh in the area that he lives in, not only a city, but the area that he lives in. And unfortunately, I can't just give the city name because he would be, you know, unveiled. But he was a Muslim. He was practicing. He was going to be the next sheikh of the city and that whole area. And but he had a big problem. And the problem was this: he had something going on in his head that the doctors could not explain, this pressure that was literally just killing him. He couldn't think, he couldn't eat. There was this huge pressure in his head. They checked for brain tumors, they checked everything. They could not figure out what was going on. And he was just in agony. It just, like a bad toothache times 100, you know? And so finally, one night, he went to sleep And in the middle of the night, he had a dream of a man in a white robe. And he said the man came up to him and said, "Hussein, I'm going to heal you." And he touched his face. And in the dream, he said he felt like something had happened. And he looked at the man in the white robe, not knowing it's Jesus. I mean, he's never even considered that possibility. And he said to him, "Thank you. Who are you?" And he said, "Hussein, you know who I am. You know." And that was the dream. And it's over. And so he wakes up, Katie, and he feels something wet. And he reaches for his pillow, and there's blood that's come out of his ear. He's been healed completely. There is no pain. For the first time in over a year, he is pain-free. And he thought, "Who is this?" And it went through his mind, "His name is Jesus. Who is this Jesus?" So he found some other Muslims that had come to faith in Christ, started asking questions, finding out about what this meant. Officially comes to faith in Christ, gives his life to Jesus, but they tell him, "Here's what's going to happen. Your family is going to try to kill you. I mean, there is no question they're going to come after you. Your father is too influential not to respond to this." But he accepted Jesus anyway. And the miraculous thing is God has protected him through all the attacks. He woke up one morning with this thud into his head, and he looked and his father was over him with a hammer. He tried to kill him by hitting him in the head, broke his jaw. He got up, ran out of the room, got out of the house. He said that Jesus healed his jaw after that, and he knew it was broken. He heard it snap. And since then, he's just been faithfully following Jesus in the midst of all these attempts on his life. So here's the amazing thing, Katie. There are 10 major families in his city that go back several centuries. They have all broken with him. He's not welcome in their homes. Anyone in the family is authorized to kill him if they see him. They've issued fatwas. I mean, these families are so entwined. But he said all of these families, at least someone in the family, has come to him privately and said, "Can you tell me about Jesus? I'm having dreams," or someone mentioned something, or I wonder who this Jesus is, but now that you love him, tell me about him. So he says, "I don't know if I'm going to live for a day, a week, or 20 years, but I'm living my life for Jesus, and I'm ready to count the cost." So he's our dear brother in Christ in the heart of the Middle East. We had a chance to meet with him face to face with a team of about 30, and they were absolutely blown away. I mean, this is like Acts chapter 2019 to meet someone like this. He's truly a hero for Christ. And you talk about someone that walks with God. Wow. It's just, it was a blessing to be with him.
And Tom, we share stories like this just to, you know, not only for people to know, but so they can take the next step. And when they hear about God moving in such an amazing way, what should they do next?
Well, you know what? I think what we're doing, Katie, by sharing these stories, and Mission Network News does this so well too, we're thankful to partner with you. Here's what we're doing. We're pushing the issue. We're pushing it to people that wouldn't necessarily think that God's moving in the Muslim world because they watch too much news. They're getting probably their worldview from the news, and they don't know about these stories. They haven't heard that more Muslims have come to faith in the last decade than in the last 1400 years of Islam. They haven't heard that news. They don't know it. They may not even think Muslims are human. They just see things on TV and, "Oh my gosh, they're terrorists." God's moving in the Muslim world. This is 1/4 of the planet. 1/5, soon going to be 1/4. And they're open and they're hearing dreams. They're receiving dreams. They're hearing messages from God. People are reaching out to them. They are so motivated, Muslims are, to have a personal relationship with Jesus. So I'd say the first thing is pray for them. Pray for this harvest to continue around the world. And then I would say, secondly, don't get your worldview from the news. The news is run by the entertainment industry. Do we believe everything in the movies that Hollywood says? Of course we don't. We're opposed to most of it. So yes, the terrorism is happening, and it is, and it's fierce, and it's certainly marked our lives as we are in and out of the Middle East all the time. But God's moving in the midst of this, and Muslims are coming to faith in Christ. They are being saved. We don't like to talk about numbers and say this, how many have come to faith in Christ. We always talk about Jesus always went to the one. And at Uncharted, we say every soul matters. Every soul matters. But I think all we have to do is look at what's happening in Iran, what's happening with refugees coming out of Syria. There is a revival. And so if people will take the time to learn about it, pray about it, and then ask yourself, how can I be involved? Because, Katie, for years we prayed about the 1040 window. And that's a long time ago that people prayed for the 1040 window and prayed for that area of the least reached. Well, you know what we say now? The 1040 window is outside our window, because the Muslims are coming, the Muslims are coming, the Muslims are here. They're coming in through immigration. So are we going to ignore them or be angry at them or just dismiss them? This is our opportunity. God's brought representatives from one-fifth of the planet to America. Now, obviously, we want safe immigration. We want our government to function and do what's right. We don't want terrorists coming in, that's for sure. But we have Muslims coming into our country. They've never been more open to the gospel. So we're praying that people will pray, get informed, and get active, be aware of what's happening around the world and in their own neighborhoods.
Amen. And this is why I love talking to you. Unfortunately, I'm running out of time, but was there anything else you wanted to add or anything you want people to know about Uncharted?
Well, you know what? We'd be thrilled for them to go to our website, unchartedministries.com. And just, we put stories on there. In fact, our lead story right now is about a Holocaust survivor, Katie, that came to faith in Christ. That's happening in Israel. We're losing this generation. They're going to be gone in probably 5 years now. But Holocaust survivors are coming to faith in Christ. It's another big initiative with Uncharted. But get on our website, get signed up for prayer or for just reading some stories, getting involved, because Jesus is doing amazing things around the world. We need to know what it is.
We can't end there, not with a teaser like that. In a quick way, can you summarize, maybe give a little tease for what God is doing about in the Holocaust generation?
We're working with a few other ministries in Israel to reach Holocaust survivors. The Israeli comptroller estimates that all Holocaust survivors will be gone in about 8 years. Some are even saying it may be 5 years and there won't be any more Holocaust survivors in Israel. They'll be gone. The average age right now is 88. Last year, we were blessed to see over 60 of them come to faith in Christ and be baptized. So most of them come from an atheist background because of what they endure. It's just, they can't fathom there is a God, but through love and reaching out to them and just spending time with them, they see it in people. They start to have that spark again. Okay, maybe there can be a God. And then, of course, the Father draws them to Jesus. So pray for Holocaust survivors. It's a short fuse on this ministry. We don't have a lot of time left, but they need Jesus. Pray for Holocaust survivors in Israel and around the world.
Amen. Oh, I got it.